we partner with a lot of organizations and fill in some holes and gaps where maybe the bigger organizations can't get to. So maybe we partner with Cure Kids Cancer. You'll hear a lot about us on Star Country the weekend of the 15th. We're the sponsor of the Radiothon. And so maybe we step in with some of those kids' families where Children's Miracle Network or Cure Kids Cancer, maybe it's a little bit outside of their mandate to get to individual families. We started stepping in. We have bridged the gap with, for example, the Turning Point Shelter. Their funding has changed around over the last few years. They had some gaps. We step in. We're a big financial partner for them. And for us, we're nimble. We can call them on the phone and say, hey, what do you need? We make sure the kids get Christmas presents on Christmas, and we make sure they have what they need in the cupboard. Big one for us right now is early literacy. We're partnering with the city and the library for a program called Star City Reads, where we are targeting kids in specific school districts, aiming to increase the pass rate for the third grade reading level.
Specifically in Roanoke City Schools?
Specifically in Roanoke City Schools.
Okay. You've called the LifeRing Foundation a direct impact public charity. Is that what you mean, sort of filling in those gaps?
Yes. We are very nimble. We can move quick. We choose our own direction. We don't have a single paid employee. If someone donates money, they can rest assured it doesn't go to administrative expenses. Right now, I donate everything necessary for any expenses, administrative, et cetera. So any money donated goes directly to these causes and goes directly to the people that need it.
We're talking with Kelly Woolwine, the president and founder of LifeRing Foundation, constructing the shortest distance possible between means and needs. Again, that's what you're doing here. We have not heard a lot about LifeRing to date.
No, that's right. And that's one of the things that we're really trying to do right now is kind of have our coming out party. We want to introduce ourselves to the community so that they know what we're doing. But more importantly, hopefully people will appreciate what we're doing and get behind it. We'd like to have a broader donor base, corporate sponsorships that, the more we learn about the needs of the community, specifically the younger people in our city, there's more than we can chew for sure. So I'm hoping, to be perfectly honest, we reach a broader donor base and get some people behind us. So we're trying to introduce ourselves to the community the best we can.
You were involved with the Lee Outdoor Basketball, or Youth Basketball League at Melrose Park, sort of almost a coming out party for LifeRing. How did you find that interaction? You helped sponsor that.
Yeah, we did, and it was fantastic. We were turned on to that by Sherman Lee, a man who does some great things for the community. So, of course, we were in when we knew he was involved, but super exceeded expectations. Great partnership with the Roanoke City Police and the City of Roanoke. They fixed up and cleaned up some basketball parks in one of our more troubled neighborhoods. And we were expecting about 75 kids or so from that community to come out and play basketball in the evenings with the Roanoke City Police there and start to build a bridge between the city police and some of the youth in the community and show the countries struggling with this relationship between police and certain communities. We wanted to show that you can have a really good relationship there. And we had close to 300 kids come out this summer.
That's pretty amazing. So you're aiming for 75 and you get almost 300. What does that tell you, Kelly, about what people are looking for, kids are looking for?
It tells us that we're on the right track, and it also tells us a lot about what they need. I mean, the community's not apathetic. They want positive things to do. They want fun things to do and safe things to do. So we need to make sure there's not apathy on the end where there's power to bring it to them. There's plenty of resource in this town. There's people with money. There's companies with money. They have money in their budgets for charitable work. I would like to see that get directed to more direct impact activities in our community. And Sherman's program is an example of what's possible. If he had more resources, I think the turnout tells us that we could do an even bigger activities in that community and people would participate.
We're talking with Kelly Woolwine, the president of LifeRing Foundation. Before I ask you about the upcoming concerts, how did Morris Day and the Time and Cameo go?
Fantastic. It was a dream come true. It was a very diverse crowd, people from all segments of the community, all different ages. More Stay in the Time and Cameo both got their start in the late 70s. They were popular in the early 80s, but there were teenagers there enjoying it. There were
folks, some baby boomers.
There were some baby boomers and beyond. And everybody had a great time. I'm, you know, pleased to report not a single incident that I can think of. The crowd came out in early and in force, and everybody enjoyed the music, and the bands killed it. You know, that event was perfect in my opinion.
And, of course, that's part of the Big Lick Summer Concert Series, one of the fundraisers that Life Rings put together. Two more shows to go, Old Crow Medicine Show on Tuesday, August 11th, and then Dwight Yoakam, September 9th, appealing to a few different audiences here.
Yes, we want to make sure we bring a wide menu to the community, reach as many different genres as we can. Old Crow Medicine Show is perfect, we think, for that because of the broad appeal that they have. They kind of have a pop appeal, a little newgrass, a little country, a little bluegrass, and we're hoping that we're going to get people from all over the region of all different ages in there.
And then, of course, Dwight Yoakam, more country, right?
Yeah, I would say so. Dwight was really hot in the country genre in the 90s, late 80s and 90s. I think he's having somewhat of a revival now. He's done a lot of acting. He's been in some movies, so hopefully a broad appeal there. Again, that one is one that I really like. Like Cameo and The Time was really personal to me. I really, you know, loved those bands growing up. And I mean, obviously, I wanted people to come out. I knew the community needed that type of event, but I was going to do it either way. I wanted them in there. And that's kind of the same with Dwight Yoakam. I hope people will come out. I think there's a lot of Dwight fans in town, but I know I'm going to enjoy it. I love his music.
We're talking with Kelly Woolwine, president of Life Ring Foundation, and just a couple more questions. Number one, how do you like being in the concert business?
I tell you what, it's been a learning experience. I couldn't, you know, I really underestimated the number of moving parts and what it takes to put those things on. But I have to say, I love it because what's behind it. Everybody knows why I'm doing it, for the music and for the charity cause, and everybody really gets behind it. And it takes an army, I'm not going to lie. I really have to thank the city of Roanoke, who really gets behind me, and they put a lot of resource into what I'm doing. Downtown Roanoke, Inc., pretty much free labor. They kill themselves to help me make this possible. We had 70 volunteers at the event Sunday night, so I'm learning a lot. It's a ton of work, but it is really gratifying, and I love doing it because you just get to see so many people get behind it. And it's a great orchestration.
And tickets for Old Crow Medicine Show and Dwight Yoakam available through Jefferson Center?
Yes. If you go to jeffersoncenter.org and go to their event calendar, you'll be able to buy tickets online for both shows.
And last question, what's next for Life Ring Foundation? I mean, the money for these concerts, is it earmarked for any particular projects, Kelly, or what's next for you guys?
Well, the two big items on the slate right now, in addition to some of our normal diet like Turning Point and some of those things, we would like to increase what we're doing with Star City Reads. The program is showing a lot of promise. And we would like to add some financial resources into the early literacy in the city. And for Cure Kids Cancer, you're going to hear a lot about that again on the 15th. We would like to really put some resources into enhancing what we have in the NICU here in Roanoke. Neonatal intensive care unit.
Yeah. Just one other question about Star City Reads and literacy, Kelly. What does early childhood literacy, what does it do for kids as they grow up and get educated?
Well, here's the quick summary on that, and it's very compelling, and it's what got my attention. Pretty much, kids learn to read up into third grade. From third grade on, they read to learn. And we now know that if a child is behind the curve at third grade, then there is an extremely high probability that he or she will stay behind the rest of the way. It's so compelling that our state and federal governments will use the third grade reading level pass and fail rate for budgeting purposes. It's a big determining factor on what they budget for our criminal system, our court system. There's an extremely high probability that if a child fails that test for third grade reading level, that they may not graduate high school. High probability they may be incarcerated at some point in their life, but then it's just as compelling the other way. If they pass it, there's an extremely high probability that not only will they graduate high school, but they may go on to college. So the idea is keep it simple. Let's target those kids pre-third grade and just help them be prepared to pass that test.
Kelly Woolwine is the president and founder of the LifeRing Foundation. And Kelly, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.